3, 6 and 7. Megastructure, the oblique city, the metabolists. In the work of Claude Perrant and Paul Virilio, the verticality of Manhattan is replaced by the horizontal, a second urban order. In countless drawings and projects, this influential duo come up with an extraordinary idea to create architecture on a sloping axis. In their Mariotti House, 1967, all walls, stairways and obstacles are removed, while their cityscapes allow a completely new form of continuous circulation. This verticality and concentration on surface re-emerges in many of the contemporary works in the exhibition. Contemporaneously with Perrant and Virilio, architects were developing vast buildings, so-called megastructures, made from prefabricated industrial components. Projects such as Alfred Huth and Gunter Dominig's Ragnitz, 1965-1969, or Kionyuri Kitkutikate's Marine City, 1958-1963, developed the megastructure further as a way of exploring infinite expansion and multiplication. Highlights here include Kenzo Tange's original model for his A Plan for Tokyo, 1960, and Kisho Kurokawa's seminal box-type mass-produced apartments, 1962.